of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Johnny Ray.
And we've been talking internet trolls, murder for hire, stopping Hitler without the state, and pretty much everything in between. And I said
just a bunch of typical libertarian navel gazing.
I said that if someone is involved in a murder for hire, the person that is doing the contracting is at least culpable for the crime that is committed by the person that is hired. And, Johnny, you kind of disagree, but at the same time, after I gave you the definition, you kind of agreed. Nick is on the line in Tower, Minnesota, listening to 650 AM. Nick, what are your thoughts on culpabilities?
Well, culpability is very clear. You know, Hitler killed almost 52 million people, but he didn't install it.
Repeat that.
Well, Hitler killed almost 53 million people by conservative estimates. Ian Stalin, and it was neither one of them pulled the trigger on a single person, as far as we know. But
one could also go ahead.
But through their actions, they killed all those people. So how can you not say there is culpability there?
I think that they are culpable, and I think that their actions played a part in the killing of those 53 million people. But I guess an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Let me say that a different way. All they used were words, and so violence can't be used against them. But I think it's perfectly arguable that that society could make life miserable for somebody without using violence against them.
Well, without going down to, I forget which internet rule it is that says as soon as you mention Hitler, you lose the argument. Let's just say Charles Manson. Charles Manson is currently serving life in prison for some murders that he personally did not commit, but some
Correct.
Of the people that follow him did. Johnny, what do you think should happen to Charles Manson?
Well, I don't know exactly, Daryl, but I think that what we have now with our police justice is a real ham-handed approach to it. I think the proactive use of violence is the defining mark of a savage. Society can deal with Charles Manson once they know what he is, without...
May I interrupt there, guys?
Yeah.
What if the plot to kill Hitler, or one of the many plots to kill Hitler, had succeeded? Would 20 million people have survived? Halfway through his reign of terror, and by the way, I don't necessarily think Hitler makes the conversation over, because there's a lot of socioeconomic things that created Hitler, but... If someone managed to get rid of Hitler about halfway through, say 1942, 1943, before the death camps got into full swing, another 20, 30 million people, in addition to the addendum cost of the war, might have lived.
Maybe the head of the Hydra gets cut off and another one grows up in its place. You know, Goering or someone takes over and continues on with the final solution.
But gosh, wouldn't we just take a chance on that? I mean, you know, the fact that he was able to go on as long as he did, and there were people that tried to stop him. We're talking about millions of bodies, millions of corpses. I mean, this is not just some guy killing his girlfriend. This is genocide. So to say he wasn't culpable, yes, he was culpable.
Well, Johnny did say that he was culpable. Where we're disagreeing with Johnny is what sort of punishment would be fit for someone who is culpable but does not actually commit the crime themselves.
And I want to add that in my defense, I'm living in fantasy land here. I'm talking about bringing non-state solutions to bear against Hitler, but the 1940s was not that wasn't the time of non-state solutions. I could say that the United States citizens, quote, citizens, should have been freed from the burden of taxation and freed to contribute in any way they wanted to against Hitler, but that just wasn't the world then. It's not the world now, but I'm pretty sure that the world of tomorrow is going to be like that, and I think that's just the way the world goes. But my argument is that if we could have pursued other solutions, I think they would have worked better than World War II.
Nick, anything to add?
What have been our solution to World War II? I mean, honestly, I think it was a megalomaniac. What would you have done?
Yeah, and Eisenhower was probably a megalomaniac too, and what's his name, Roosevelt. They harnessed the power of the American people in a clumsy bureaucratic way, and the people would have been able, because they're a million points of light and a million flowers and all that sort of thing, they organic solutions to such terrible evil could have happened, like people contributing money to other fighters. Now that doesn't really jibe with the whole thing that I'm going with here, but what else could they have done? They could have taken their money and created teams to go in and rescue the Jews the Jews.
Nick?
Well, as we know, that did not happen.
No, it did not.
It did not happen. But anyway, I guess I get back to my point. And by the way, guys, I love your show. I think it's great. It's a great exchange of ideas. There's nothing like it anywhere else, and which is why I had to stop my car and call in, because it's very interesting. But there's no doubt about the fact of culpability. I do believe there is culpability. You cannot escape the fact that if someone orchestrates murders, they are guilty for that. And I mean, that's my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Have a good night. So, Johnny, I realize that, you know, you're talking about in a quote-unquote perfect world, this is how you would handle these types of people.
Right.
And everybody else is sort of talking about in reality land, this is what happened and this isn't how it was handled.
Right. So we're sort of arguing past each other.
Right. And, well, one thing that, and I see where you're coming from on the whole, you know, preemptive, such as what Abel called about during the first hour of the hypothetical guy who was contracting hitmen. Are you then able to, after you prevent the first hitman from taking you out, if you know who the person is that put out the hit, could you then go after that person? And I think that it's a very slippery slope and then does get into the whole pre-crime sort of thing. But, yeah, if somebody actually successfully pulls off a murder for hire, then the person behind it is definitely culpable and should face some kind of punishment.
Sure. The few times that I get into these libertarian discussions, you know, a lot of times it boils down to people saying, well, you libertarians, you think that people are good, and that's why you think this world can work. And I have no problem going along with that and saying, yeah, I do think people are good, because that's what logic tells me. You know, all the good things that you get in this world, you get from other people. So you have an incentive to be good to other people, and I think that makes people good. I think these evil people are a vanishing minority of the population, and as long as their true colors are known, they can be dealt with.
And And one thing that's interesting about the people that love the state, they think people are evil. That's why we need to elect evil people to control us. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in. Take over the airwaves. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, that is the Pro XPN call in line. What is Pro XPN? Well, Pro XPN is a virtual private network. If you value your online privacy, you need Pro XPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth even before it gets to your ISP. Did you know that most ISPs keep records of every site you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months, and in some cases up to 5 years? Those records can be obtained by anyone with a court order, so don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal to say, part of a job interview, they want to look at your internet history from the last 6 months. Without a service like ProXPN, everything you do online is tracked back to you. From downloading movies and music to every single web page you go to. With ProXPN, you simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, though it's a little different and you don't actually download anything on Linux, then just connect to the internet, turn on the VPN, and you're protected. No one can track you or spy on you, and one account works on all of your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL20 and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account, which, if you get the annual plan, adds up to only $5 a month. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access from, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and, this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of any of your online habits. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 and get the security and privacy you have a right to have. So, Johnny, we've been talking the last segment about
words and deeds.
Words, deeds, and stopping a Hitler type without the use of a state.
Right.
And the question was brought up in a roundabout way of, you know, would you have killed Hitler before he killed 20 million people or 50 or however many millions of people that it can be said were at the feet of Adolf Hitler? Well, Bill in Jackson, Mississippi, says that might not be necessary, that World War I is what caused World War II. So if we could go back in time and prevent Archduke Ferdinand from being assassinated, then there never would have been a Hitler running Germany in the first place. I don't know if Bill has said all of that or if that's even what Bill thinks, but that's my interpretation of what's written on the screen here. Bill, you're on the air. Have I misrepresented what your thoughts are so far?
No. In fact, that's very close to what I was getting to, as pointed out by our historian on GCN, Webster Tarpley. Although I don't agree with everything that he puts up, he is very close when he comes out and points out that the ruling families of the earth over a period of time, both prior to World War One, during and after World War One, were basically responsible for those two wars. And again, the general public in the country, the U.S. and Europe, have always been kept away from the truth. And now that we have free internet access, as long as we can keep it free, we'll know more of the truths like that than before, and possibly prevent something like that from occurring in the future.
Hold on. You have free internet? I'm paying like $78 a month for internet.
Using the term loosely as free access, as long as it's not going to be censored, such as been proposed by the powers that be.
Okay. Johnny, you look confused.
That's your favorite phrase tonight.
Well, that's your favorite look tonight.
It's my favorite look all the time.
Okay.
It keeps people from talking to me.
Okay, so, what do you think about this? That basically all of the ruling families have caused World War One and World War Two.
My first thought is that all the deaths attendant to World War One and World War Two were basically caused by, number one, man's base nature, and more specifically, that the people in that time, as the people of this time, have a belief that the state is worthy of our respect and that we should take direction from them. It was the masses' willingness to take the orders of their rulers that caused the violence. And in that paradigm, it's only a matter of time before the personalities of the elites start reacting with one another and causing friction, that this kind of stuff is going to happen. So you just don't have worldwide conflagrations and shooting wars where people are fighting against strangers. That doesn't happen without the peculiar institution of the state, as we've had throughout our whole life, but which I think is in just a wonderful turn of events for me personally. I'm happy to live during this time. I think that humanity is moving out of that. Bill?
Well, yes, and look at the various classes of the super rich on both sides of the conflict that were actually protected from anything that was going on. And prior to World War II, we even had such investments from U.S. Entities actually investing on the powers on both sides of the war so that they could not lose. Either way it went, they were going to win.
Well, and it wasn't just World War II where you had major players investing in both sides. It has been rumored, and I don't know this to be fact, I don't think anyone knows this to be fact, but the story is out there that the Rothschild family was funding both sides of the American Revolution, or America's secession from Great Britain, in a sort of way to make sure that they did not lose. And there's also the rumors that there's, you know, a group of people that fund both sides of every conflict, including all of the conflicts going on right now in Iraq and Afghanistan and however many other countries the U.S. is currently bombing. Bill, thanks for the call. Your calls, welcome. 855-450.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations. Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more. Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. We've been talking internet trolls, culpability for murder for hire, Hitler, and stopping wars without state solutions. But, of course, you can call in, talk about literally anything, and we're about to head to Skype, actually, where someone wants to change it up a bit. But before we do, I want to make sure that I let you know that not only can you listen to the show, you can watch the show. You can look at the lovely face of Johnny Ray if you go to cam.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, you don't always get to see Johnny Ray's lovely face. Sometimes it's Mark or myself or one of the other hosts or co-hosts of the show. But you can watch, you can chat. There's a chat room built right in, cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, I'm specially unshaven and unwashed just for you and the camera.
Luckily, it's not smell-o-vision. Heading now to Skype, where you can connect to us using username lrn.fm. Garrett Fox wants to change it up a bit. Talk about something called Meowbit, Kerbal Space, and Namecoin. Garrett, what is Meowbit? I'm guessing that it's not some sort of new cat food.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I hope you can hear me okay.
Absolutely, yes, we can. Thanks for being on.
Excellent, excellent. Daryl, cryptocurrencies. I'm sure you're familiar with some of this stuff by now.
Yes. I started a Dogecoin wallet earlier today, and I hate myself for it.
That's cool. I got a couple of Dogecoin. That's all right. It's fun to experiment, right?
With some things.
All right. Have you heard of Namecoin at all? I'm just curious.
I've heard of Namecoin, and I've heard of the .bit web domain thing, but I'm not entirely 100% sure what it is or how it works. But I know that Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends is a big advocate for free speech me.
Worms. Yeah, that's what's up. Good old M-Dub. He's, a mile a minute, that guy. All over the place with this stuff. So, okay, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought up free speech me, because that kind of that ties almost directly into what Meowbit is.
Okay. Is this some sort of cat themed cryptocurrency?
No. This is not doggy. This is not Dogecoin or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that, actually, because really, Meowbit, it's like, okay, it free speech me was definitely an interesting, awesome tool for cryptocurrency, alternative currency minded people, anyone who is running a website and doesn't want it to get taken down. That's what Namecoin and Free Speech Me and Meowbit is all about. But see, I don't want to get too off tangent on the difference between some of this stuff, but Namecoin is something that allows people to buy basically web domains on the .bit top level internet sites. Okay, just in case you don't know what top level is, that's
like
your
.com, .net, .org.
Right, exactly. I actually had to Google search what top level domains meant when I first heard it, so it's totally understandable. But yeah, that's your .com, your .org, your .whatever, and so now .bit is essentially next to impossible to get taken down. I guess in some instances it could be given the right paid cracker, I don't know if like the catch me if you can thing. Oh, you're good at counterfeiting checks, we want to hire you sort of thing. Like,
and just for a point of clarification, the .bit is not an ICANN approved domain extension.
Right.
ICANN exactly. Being the international something of assigning names and numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. ICANN. Yeah. We don't like those. Those guys are essentially the what are the people called that don't let us cuss?
The UN.
The FCC. No, that would be the gatekeepers, if you will. They're the gatekeepers to a certain portion of using your freedom of press or whatever it is that you want to call using the internet.
So, and it's interesting, the last guy that called in was talking a little bit about, internet sites being taken down. So essentially what this does is it gives you a whole different place to put all of your websites and stuff. Like, so, obviously you have your own websites that you're working on. I mean, anybody I know that has one website has multiple websites. It just seems to happen that way. So you can essentially take all of your websites and make sure people can get to them, even if they take down your .com or your .org site.
But doesn't that require that you have your website on a private server that you could then redirect the .bit to?
All right, see, here is where you're getting into the stuff that I don't quite grasp. I don't have a VPN myself, but I intend to mirror a bunch of my websites onto the .bit sites. Our buddy M-Dub, Michael W. Dean, he may very well have our domain names reserved for us already. I know he's got a bunch of our web domains reserved already, just so that, you know, you can come get them in some, what do they call them? One of the stowaways doesn't get a hold of
them. Right. So what is Meowbit? You've talked about Namecoin and Dotbit, but what is Meowbit?
So, well, what it really comes down to is having the ability to view all of these Dotbit websites from your browser, right?
Okay.
So originally, Free Speech Me was a plugin for the Firefox browser exclusively. A lot of people were like, oh, I'm so over Firefox. Why don't you make this instantly available for me on all my other browsers? So M-Dub went and he got together with, you know, a couple of his genius mind buddies and stuff. Not me. I'm a guinea pig. I just test this stuff and let him know if it works or not. You tell me what to do and I'll see if I can get it to work on my machine, sort of thing. But... So, you know, they're all running their programming and their coding and stuff, and eventually what came out was you don't even need a plugin on Firefox in order to view .bit sites. All you need is this little thing from Meowbit. And I call it a little thing because I'm not entirely sure what it does. All I know is it allows you to basically bypass changing your DNS server information on your computer, which you don't want to do. Originally, that was the only way to view .bit websites, was to change the infrastructure of the way your computer reads the internet, sort of thing. And that obviously is like, whoa, uncharted territory. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Right. That's
make it easy for me.
That's the advanced user settings part of the computer that I know nothing about. I want to hear more about this, Garrett, if you want to hold on into the next segment. Find out more about Meowbit and something called Kerbal Space. I don't know if that's like, you know, way far out in outer space or if it's inner space or
it's on Steam.
Internet. I don't know, but stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl and Johnny Ray.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Take over the airwaves. Talk about Bitcoin, Meow Coin, Kerbal Space Program, Dot Bit, Name Coin. Or Hitler, stopping Hitler without police state.
I got a couple of numbers that I wanted to throw out regarding that.
Before you get to the numbers and before we go back to Garrett Fox, I want to make sure that I tell you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. That's where Mark and Ian will be for the next couple of days. They landed a couple of hours ago. They are down in lovely Austin, Texas. And if you are in or near Austin tomorrow or Thursday, head on over to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Ian and Mark will be doing the show live. There will be lots of other speakers. Three tracks at this event, meaning three speakers from which to choose from at any given time. There will be several big announcements in giant letters, big announcements at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. There will be an awesome hackathon with big-moneyed Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the all-stars. You do not want to miss a minute of this event, and I hate that I am. But if you love Bitcoin, or even if you only kind of like Bitcoin, then there is really nowhere else to be Wednesday and Thursday of this week. More info at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Learn how to accept Bitcoins in your business, invest in Bitcoins, and how they are changing the world. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
I would like to add personally, Daryl, that I hate that you didn't go to the Bitcoin conference in Texas as well.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a backhanded insult.
It's the second one.
I love you too, Johnny. So you have some numbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, regarding World War II, just kind of a half-baked idea. These numbers, this data is from, well, it's from Wikipedia, but I'm not sure where their source is. It's human losses of World War II. Civilian deaths due to military activity and crimes against humanity, according to Wikipedia, is... Sorry, it's a long chart, is approximate total 19 million to 30 million. The total deaths, total loss of human life in World War II is 60 million to 85 million. So in order to prosecute the war, ultimately 60 million to 85 million people died. And, you know, one of the goals was to save 20 million to 30 million. Not necessarily, you know, the utilitarian would say that's not a good bargain. Also, Europe was destroyed in the process.
Yes.
And so that's just that. That's just something to think about. Also, I'd be curious to know how Hitler's schedule for gassing the Jews may have been changed according to his fortunes in war. And what I mean is, when things started going bad, did he have the same, you know, velocity in that endeavor throughout? Or if he started losing, did he say, okay, I got to get the job done. Let's hurry this up. Let's get these people killed because, you know, I might not, you know, I might lose this war.
I don't know, and I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole at this time.
Sure.
I would rather talk about MeowCoin with Garrett, or actually MeowBit, not MeowCoin. Somebody needs to start MeowCoin, since there is the dog coin, and I saw something about Batcoin. Maybe somebody could make a penguin coin as well. So, Garrett, finish telling me about the Meow bit that apparently it's kind of a browser extension, but not really.
I'm so cracking up at your last statement there, because I believe Taryn Lupo and Brian Hagen are starting a Kitty Cast or something. It's a podcast. The Liberty Cast. Yeah. Okay, I'm so done with the dogs and the cats of the internet. Like, they seriously. Okay, come on, guys.
Penguins.
We got better stuff to do on the internet. Get over it.
Penguins are cool.
Well, you know what? Okay. All right, fine. I hate that I have to go back to Meow, the name Meow bit now. It's not an extension. It's not a plugin. It's just this cool little, think of it like a widget, I guess you could almost say. Like, you fire the thing up, but before you can even use that, though, you need to. You guys are familiar with downloading the blockchain, right?
Yes.
All right.
And seeing as how I'm running Linux, it's a lot more difficult for me to download the blockchain than it is for the people that are using Windows or Apple.
Good. So since you're a Linux dude, you need to stay with Free Speech Me, because that works on Linux right now.
Okay.
All right. But, I'm such a sucker for shiny new stuff. I've got Windows 7 Pro in front of me and Windows 8 on my laptop. I am too, but luckily now I have enough computers to start messing with all that stuff now. So it's a fun thing. But right now I'm more concerned about how I'm going to get, you know, to the important websites. Red button is pushed, if you will.
If the red button is pushed, I think going to your favorite website is going to be the least of your worries.
That's totally understandable. And God forbid it's some sort of, and I use that term God loosely, if it's some solar flare or something like that, and we have no power, then okay, chuck one up to the solar panel, guys.
You know, if the entire internet, and this is the question that a lot of people ask about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Well, if the entire internet goes away, how do you use it? Huh?
You know what?
I got you.
Suddenly,
if the entire internet goes away, my 1.2 Bitcoin is going to be the least of my worries.
Which leads me, sir, to Kerbal Space Program.
Okay. What is Kerbal Space?
Okay. All right. So, are you a gamer, Daryl?
Not really.
Johnny, are you a gamer? You know what you knew what Steam was.
Yes, and I've watched videos. I've watched Let's Plays of people trying out their Kerbal Space Program.
Steam is what happens when water gets heated up to 100 degrees Celsius.
And it's also this interesting little whatever widget add-on you want to call it to the internet, which allows me to browse all these games and download them, even though I'm never going to play them. But one game that I do play all the time is called Kerbal Space Program. Okay, and I hope Ernest Hancock hears this, because I want to call into his show too and talk about this game, because of the fact that it uses like actual realistic physics and everything to figure out how to get sustainable orbits around planetary masses and do transfer orbits to moons and other planets and everything like that. It's definitely science.
The game, Garrett, has been praised for its realistic representation of orbital mechanics. Every object in the game, except the celestial bodies themselves, are under the control of a Newtonian dynamics simulation. Rocket thrust? Go ahead.
I don't even know what that means.
Nor do I know. And I'm guessing that half of the listeners are now totally confused.
But I do know I get to build some gnarly little rockets. You know, I get to build spaceships, Daryl. In this
Hold on, are you getting to build Star Wars and Star Trek?
There's a guy just built this, like, legit Millennium Falcon replica in Kerbal Space Program and actually got it to lift off and fly and everything. This other guy I watch on Twitch, it's a video game streaming thing. He made Jabba the Hutt's vehicle. It's so much fun, dude.
I want to see somebody build the Death Star on Kerbal Space. Johnny, Garrett, one of you guys, make that happen. Garrett, thank you so much for the call. This is the end of Hour 2. Hour 3 coming up next. Your calls welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.